when we say original, what we're referring to is a piece of the Baltimore Red Line on the west side of downtown, just west of Martin Luther King Boulevard. And the alignment that we had in place at the time of what we call the locally preferred alternative, which was around 2009, which was the time we were saying we're going to go forward with the project as light rail, and here is the approximate alignment, and this is the alignment that we're going to take through an engineering and a further public involvement process. So at that time, the alignment came into the downtown area from the west along Route 40, the highway that's there. As it approached Martin Luther King, on the surface, it hung a right and headed south along the edge of Martin Luther King Boulevard, and then dove down into a tunnel along Martin Luther King Boulevard in an area that is an empty lot. I think that was used to be a school and is set aside for some future public purpose. And then underground, it would have crossed under Martin Luther King and then under Lombard Street and continued on its way through downtown. So west of Martin Luther King, it was entirely at surface in Route 40, crossing Saratoga Street and alongside Martin Luther King Boulevard. That alignment, you know, was to some additional engineering analysis by us and a couple of rounds of public input, most notably through a process we called station area advisory committees. So there was a group of residents and businesses who were active, you know, around each station area who came together and looked at our plans in more detail and gave us some advice, you know, about how we could improve what we had. And in this particular area, both the engineering and the public input resulted in a change to the alignment, which is what we have today. And that is that the line comes in, you know, from the west along Route 40 in the same way, but before it gets to Martin Luther King Boulevard, and still in the middle of Route 40, it dives underground in what we call a portal. And then it goes under Fremont Avenue, down to, Baltimore Street, where there's a station at the corner of Baltimore and Fremont. It continues underground under Martin Luther King and then under Lombard and on its way. So the primary difference between the 2009 alignment and the one that we finally adopted in 2012 was tunnel versus surface, Fremont Avenue versus Martin Luther King, and underground station versus surface station.